So, Hare Krishna, I thank you very much for coming and participating in our third session in this seminar called Enlivening the Spiritual Heart. Today we will talk about the foundation of our Krishna consciousness, that is Shraddha or faith.
Сегодня мы поговорим о том, что лежит в основе нашего с вами сознания Кришны. Называется это Шрадха, вера.
For a person who has faith in his heart, nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible.
Если в сердце человека живет вера, то ни для него ничего невозможно.
He who has faith in Krishna will certainly reach the spiritual world. But he whose faith is not firm, he may do everything, all the processes of devotional service, but he will return to the repetition of birth and death in this world.
Если в его сердце нет веры, то все, что он обречен, это возвращение в этот цикл рождения и смерти.
Therefore, today, let us happily discuss about the beautiful queen of faith.
Давайте же сегодня поговорим об этой замечательной царице веры.
Shra, the Sanskrit word Shra means heart.
Санскритское слово Shra означает сердце.
And Dha means to give. How many hearts do you personally have to give away?
Как много у вас сердец, которые вы можете отдать?
One.
Одно.
If you have faith in one person, in Krishna, that is considered to be real faith.
Если вся ваша вера вложена в Кришну, то это называется настоящей верой.
We only have one heart away, one heart to give away, so our faith should go ideally to Krishna.
Поскольку у нас сегодня сердце, которое мы можем отдать, то в идеальном варианте мы должны отдать именно Кришне.
Exclusively.
Только Кришне.
Now, this is not so easy in the beginning.
Но начать не так-то легко.
In the beginning, the faith is still very tender and can be easily destroyed by things which confuse the new devotee.
Вначале вера настолько слабая и нежная, что какие-то некоторые вещи могут ее ранить.
Like a little tender child, it is expected that in the process of your Krishna consciousness, your child grows, the child of faith grows into a strong, mature man or woman of faith.
Эта вера подобна маленькому ребенку, который постепенно растет и превращается во взрослого человека, мужчину или женщину.
At that time, when the faith is very strong, it is called nishta, steadiness.
И такая вера называется ништа или стабильность.
There are two things a devotee should place his faith in.
Есть две вещи, в которые должен верить преданный.
First are the scriptures which reveal Krishna.
Первая вещь — это Писание, которое раскрывает нам Кришну.
And then is the process of devotional service by which the Lord becomes attracted and comes into the practitioner's heart.
И второе — это процесс преданного служения, который привлекает к нам Кришну, когда Кришна приходит в наше сердце.
So let us first discuss faith in the scriptures.
Давайте же сначала обсудим веру в Писание.
Faith in the scriptures means that we understand these books are not man-written, they are actually authored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Писание означает, что вы не думаете, что эти книги написал какой-то человек. Вы уверены полностью в том, что эти книги дал сам Господь.
In the first verse of the most important Vaishnava scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that this knowledge, this scripture was revealed in the heart, Tena Brahma, of Lord Brahma, the creator of the world, by Krishna. See, sometimes some scholars say that the Vedic scriptures were written by some Brahmins. They sat in a corner, huh? And they wrote everything down, like maybe a team of authors who works at a catalog.
И некоторые ученые говорят, что на самом деле эти веды, они были написаны какими-то браманами, которые просто сидели себе в кельях и писали там что-то. А потом все это было собрано под одним названием, подобно тому, как кто-то пишет энциклопедии или каталоги.
But our challenge is, why then is in the whole Vedic scripture no authorship given to any human being?
Ну тогда мы говорим на это, почему же ни единожды во всех ведах не встречается ни одного упоминания о том, что автором является какой-то человек.
Any book has very clearly identified his author.
На каждой книге четко написано, кто является ее автором.
War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy or other works by Maxim Gorky.
Например, есть «Война и мир» Толстого или есть Максим Горький написал какие-то книги.
Even the communistic books have an author, Lenin, Karl Marx. The Vedic scriptures only point towards God as the author. Other people are mentioned in the Vedic scriptures, like for instance those who have handed down the knowledge in paramparas.
Да, там говорится о других также личностях, о других людях, которые, предположим, передавали через цель парампара это знание.
The name of the disciples of Vyasadevs are given, who have taken different sections of the Vedas and compiled them.
Там говорится о разных учениках Вьясадевы, которые взяли на себя ответственность за какие-то части вед и организовали их.
But in this huge work, the author is always said, Vyasa Uvacha, the literary incarnation of Krishna, and it is said it is revealed through the breathing of God, this scripture. The great scholars of the Vedic scriptures, like Shankara, Madhva, Ramanuja, Kumarila Bhatta, Rupa Goswami, and later Srila Prabhupada, they have also only pointed towards Krishna as the source of the Vedas. It's very important that if you want to build up your faith, you have to understand these words are not relative words or relative opinions, but they are revealed by God. They have a divine author, in other words. And to follow his instructions will bring us to the divine realm, the kingdom of God.
Исследование его указания приведет нас непосредственно в божественное царство Господа.
Yes. When Krishna says, come and meet me by following the instructions of the Vedic scriptures, we should take that serious.
Если Кришна говорит, вы можете следовать указаниям Вед и прийти непосредственно ко мне, то мы должны очень серьезно к этому отнестись.
Therefore, in the Vedic times or in spiritual circles, there is the understanding that the scriptures are our eyes through which we can see the divine reality.
Поэтому ведическая традиция утверждает, что Писание – это те глаза, которые мы можем увидеть божественную реальность.
Without these eyes, we will stumble and fall in the material illusion.
Если у нас не будет таких глаз, то мы непременно упадем в эту материальную иллюзию, застрянем в ней.
There's a verse in the Bhagavatam which says, "O Supreme Lord, your Veda is the supreme eye for the forefathers, demigods, and humans." By the divine eye of the Vedas everyone can understand your form and your qualities. By this divine eye, one can reach the highest goal of life, the means to obtain it, and this cannot be reached otherwise.
Благодаря твоему божественному взгляду, этим ведом, человек может достичь высшей цели жизни, иначе никак ее не достичь.
So this brings us to the first point, let us have faith in the scriptures.
Итак, первое, что мы хотим сказать, необходимо верить в Писание.
That there are our eyes on our spiritual path to see the spiritual reality.
Они являются нашими глазами на духовном пути, иначе мы не увидим духовный мир.
They are not human, they are divine.
Они не человеческие глаза, они божественные.
And they give a process.
Также они дают нам некий метод.
This is the second point a devotee needs to have faith in.
Это второй момент, который должен поверить.
Jiva Goswami says that the process, it is called Abhidheya in Sanskrit, to find the Lord, it can be compared with a process how to find gold.
Jiva Goswami говорит, что процесс обидеи того, как человек находит Господа, можно сравнить с тем, как человек ищет золото.
What a wonderful example.
Это очень хороший пример.
The gold is covered by earth somewhere in a riverbed.
Потому что золото находится где-то у реки, там в земле, в грязи.
In other words, it's not seen.
И просто так ты не увидишь.
But if you know the process and the identifications of the gold, you can go through Siberia and identify, bah, this river carries gold.
Если вы знаете, по каким признакам найти золото, вы знаете, как его найти, то вы можете пойти, походить по всей Сибири, где-то увидеть, да, вот это в реке есть золото.
And then there's a process, you dig and put it in the sieve, it's called in English. And then you go like then you bring it to some place where it can be melted so that the iron which is in the gold can separate from the gold. And then you are the richest man or woman in Krishna consciousness or of Russia. The Vedic scriptures work in a similar way. They tell us a process by which we can find that which is not perceived with the senses. They tell us how to find Krishna. Some people, Jiva Goswami says, have found the Lord. And they are called Jata Ruchi. Jata means birth, the birth of taste, of great spiritual taste has taken place in them. If you see someone is very happy in Krishna consciousness, you must know he has found a little gold. His taste has been born. Others who follow the process in the Vedas are maybe have not yet found, they are Ajata Ruchi. Their divine taste and ecstasy is not yet born. But if these second group of devotees remain humble and say, oh yes, I'm a beginner, I have not yet found, this humility will give birth to bhakti.
Но если ты правильно будешь продолжать оставаться смиренным и покорным, говорить, да, я еще совсем новичок, я еще не развился ни в каких духовных качеств, то вот это смирение позволит им породить в своем сердце бхакти.
Let us return to the beginning. When you have faith in the process, you, in the beginning, accept things theoretically. In good faith. in good faith, with good shraddha. Yes. Oh, yes, there's gold in some rivers in Siberia. Yeah, and then you, on the basis of your faith, you go there and apply the process. Prabhupada also says, in the beginning, when one's faith is still in the beginning stages, it's important that one accepts, theoretically at least, that Krishna is God, and the Bhagavad Gita is revealed by the Lord. This is still theory. How does it become reality? This now brings us into a very important and very exciting subject. This question is praiseworthy. How does the theory become a reality? See, a person who has theoretical faith has what is called forced faith. And a person who has confirmed faith, he has natural faith. How does the forced thing become the natural thing? You all know when you do something forced, it will not last long. If I will now smile in a forced way, how long can I smile like this? But if I smile in a natural way, I can just keep on smiling and smiling and smiling. It will not end, the natural smile. So natural Krishna consciousness, which has nectar, does not end. Forced Krishna consciousness, which has no nectar, will end very soon. How do we go then from the beginning stages of faith, forced faith, to the higher states of faith, which is natural faith? The Bhagavatam says it happens by coming into the association of devotees who have ruchi, taste and faith.
И Бхагаватам говорит о том, что это происходит тогда, когда человек общается с преданными, обладающими ручи, то есть вкусом и верой.
Сатан прасанго мамавия самвидо. And so on. It means if you come into the association of devotees and hear, your hearing will get a certain rasa. Rasa means a taste.
Это означает, что если вы общаетесь с преданными, слушаете от них, то постепенно, слушая их, вы обретете расу, то есть вкус.
And this taste will enliven your spiritual practice.
И этот вкус придаст жизнь и живость вашей духовной практике.
It will help you to first solidify your faith.
Сначала ваша вера утвердится, укрепится.
Then you feel bhava or the beginning stages of love. And then you have the full blossomed stage, which is called prema, or fully blossomed love. This happens by the tonic or elixir of the taste which is born in the association of devotees. I think yesterday we have made a very nice experience when we were all singing together and we felt how our hearts were touched and we were we were happy and full of taste in Krishna
consciousness.
You must know, faith without this taste or enthusiasm is like a body without a soul, it's dead. So what exactly happens then in the association of devotees? There are four steps which I beg you to understand, because these are four steps to increase your faith.
В этом процессе мы проходим через четыре фазы. Я хочу, чтобы все вы обратили на них внимание и запомнили, потому что они непременно помогут вам развить вашу веру.
I request you also now to go back in time with me to the time when you first contacted Krishna consciousness and could feel how you got faith in Krishna consciousness.
Я хочу вас попросить ретроспективно посмотреть на свою жизнь, когда вы впервые встретились с сознанием Кришны, ощутили вкус к этому.
In the beginning, you hear about God in a general way.
Вначале вы слушали о Боге в каких-то общих чертах.
Therefore, in the beginning, preachers of Krishna consciousness don't tell all the secrets. And this will create the basic. God is great and I am small, and if I surrender unto Him and do His will, I am connected. Second step. This will be something new for all of you. After having heard in a general way, you want to now go deeper and hear more specific. You don't want to be on the surface. On the surface of the ocean, there are only algae and plankton, you know. No, now you want to go deep and find the pearls of Krishna consciousness. Very important. Some of you are not deep enough. Hare Krishna. So, in order to go deeper, it is said you have to hear from different Shravana Gurus.
Из-за того, чтобы углубиться туда вниз, говорится, что человек должен служить разных Shravana Gurus.
Shravana Gurus means those from whom you hear.
Shravana Guru означает тот, кого вы слушаете.
It doesn't mean those from whom you follow, take instructions like Shiksha Gurus.
Это еще не тот человек, от которого получаете наставления, как Shiksha Guru.
It means persons from whom you hear the spiritual truth. Our main source of information is Srila
Prabhupada.
But then we like to hear from many different devotees. Don't become a fanatic and say, only from my initiating spiritual master. No, see, you must understand, Krishna is such a broad personality. So many angles are required to understand Him. If I want to understand only this building, I need to come from at least to five different areas to get the perspectives, and then I can put it all together and understand how it is constructed. So you hear from different perspectives. You read Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Sanatana Goswami. You read other important works. You also want to understand more about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, so you may read the Venu Gita. Or you might be very scientifically minded, so you read the works of maybe the Bhaktivedanta Institute. I think you understand the idea. Many you hear from many Shravan Gurus. Third step. You follow the instructions which are appropriate for you. Because you, this is a very important point. You can only understand things which are transcendental by going into another situation. See, for those who want to acquire the highest knowledge, they need to be a little bold. Generally, there is a tendency in us that is we feel safe with the knowledge which we know. For instance, as children, we feel safe to play only around our house. When we go into the big town, we are lost and cry. So this same childish tendency is also there in someone who wants to acquire knowledge. He feels safe in the immediate knowledge which he has. But Shravan Gurus help us to understand things from different perspectives. Therefore, we always hear, we must listen from the different acharyas and follow the instructions. My dear devotees, only if you follow instructions which you find in the scriptures can you make a new experience. If I only hear this is a music instrument, and I never follow the instructions how to play it, these karatals will always remain only a theoretical concept for me. But if I know 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, ooh, very good, and I make a musical experience. When I was a child, I wanted to play violin. My grandfather gave me a Stradivari. It is a very good violin. Yeah, but I never wanted to follow instructions. I was not as disciplined as our Mataji here. Yes, I was. And finally, I just threw the Stradivari against the wall. I was so disappointed because no music was coming out of the foolish thing. Yes. You must follow instructions to get the music of spiritual life. Now, as a result of this process, two kinds of doubts are removed. What was the process again? Here, in a general way, Hear more specific by Shravan Gurus. Follow appropriate instructions. Now two results will come. First of all, you will have Shraddha that what you have heard is not false, it is real. This is such a disturbing doubt. Oh, is it real? Is there really a spiritual world? Is there really Krishna? Is there really a soul? Am I eternal? No, by hearing from the Shravan Gurus on making experience, hearing the music of Krishna consciousness, that doubt will go down. Now one doubt is still left. Is it really possible for me to become Krishna conscious? I mean, I'm from Siberia, I'm a little simple. Oh, I live in Moscow, it's such a disturbed city. Or I'm a Mataji, I just want a Musha. Can I become Krishna conscious? Or I'm not so spiritual, can I also become Krishna conscious? Is it possible? Or is it impossible? If you hear from Shravan Gurus and follow the instructions, you will know how it is possible. And this doubt will also go down. Now I have almost reached the end and the highlight of this presentation. But before doing this, I want to ask the question. Does it happen to you that sometimes you don't have so much faith in Krishna consciousness? Does it sometimes happen to you that you lose the faith that this is the absolute truth? Does it sometimes happen to you that you are so uninspired because you really don't see a vision in your life which inspires you?
Бывает ли так, что вы совершенно теряете стимул в жизни, полностью теряете энтузиазм, потому что вам не к чему стремиться?
Does it sometimes happen to you that you feel very enlivened, for instance, at a festival?
Бывает ли так, что на фестивале вы чувствуете очень хорошее воодушевление?
And sometimes you feel so down.
А в другой момент вы уже чувствуете, что вы совершенно опустошены.
Nothing makes sense.
Ничего не надо.
You just want to eat and sleep. I think we all know, yes, sometimes we are, in psychology, psychologists have sometimes made a cross study through all the world religions. And they have noted an interesting phenomena. In German it's called the Achterbahn phenomena. Yeah, Achterbahn. It means sometimes people are up and sometimes are down with their moods. Do you have this in Russia that you know on the kermis, on the carnival, you have these things, they go like, and they go like, and then next moment they go
higher.
You know, they go like this high up and you already feel it coming and then oh, and then it goes like, you know? Who has been in such things? Not so many. So this sometimes, in all worlds of religion, psychologists have found out that sometimes people are up there and then they're down there. Why is this so? This is so, my dear devotees, because there are three modes of material nature. And they influence your faith. First, there is tamagun. Tamagun means, I only have faith in eating. And sleeping. And little sex life. From time to time. That is the reality of life. You cannot get anything better than that. These people's faith is in the mode of ignorance. Sometimes devotees also think of, I just need some rest and some peace and blew. One step higher is mode in the is a faith in the mode of passion. I can see since that many people in Russia now have faith that I must get a mobile phone, I must get Western modern dress, I must go to the discotheque, and money, money, money. And then sex, sex, sex. Yes. This is faith. They have faith in this lifestyle. It's in the mode of rajas or passion. And those who are in the mode of sattva, they have faith in God. I was seeing our Christian brothers and sisters, and I was studying their faces, and I could see there was very good faces. Yeah, they are unfortunately not educated properly in a universal concept of God. But many of them are good people who give others and who share their last bread with others. Relative sattva. Of course, someone who eats the wrong diet, meat diet, and drinks alcohol, whatever little sattva he has quickly goes down. And then there is Vishuddha sattva, something which a devotee should develop. Faith in Vishuddha sattva, faith in the eternal soul, faith in a loving relationship with Krishna through devotional service. Have you ever wondered what your soul, when it finally awakes, would say to you? Have you ever wondered what would be the voice of the awakened soul? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives us information. The awakened soul says in effect to the mind and body, I am not identical with you. I do not want what you want. Body and mind. I have so long believed that I was identical with yourselves. Oh, body and mind, I thought my interest was the same as your interests. But now I know. We are so different. Material nature forms you. But material nature has no power over me, the eternal soul. Now I shall permit you to do only what I consider to be necessary for my well-being. I want to get back now to my natural position. I want to come to Krishna consciousness. Please have faith in yourself. This is what you really want. The voice of the enlightened soul is telling us, wake up! Prashnitz! Go to the land of freedom, where your treasures lie, where your ecstatic relationship with Krishna is. Now I will tell you about a scandal. A scandal. Scandalia, yes. Once Krishna's devotees in Vrindavan had no faith in Krishna. They doubted. The cowherd men once came to Nanda Maharaj. Who is this Krishna? And I think you cheated us, Nanda and Yashoda. Krishna was lifting a whole mountain. But you cannot even lift a little rock. So how is he your child? Children inherit from the parents. And Krishna is very dark. And you are fair. How can he be your son? He's not your son. We don't know whose parents he is. What is all this? Nanda Maharaj calmed the cowherd boys. And he said, no, at the birth ceremony, Gargamuni, the priest, said that Krishna is God. K stands for Kamalanath, that is the lotus-eyed Lord Vishnu. R stands for Lord Rama. S stands for Sadgunapati. N stands for Narasimhadev. And A stands for Akash. So in this way, Gagar Muni said, my son is God. Krishna is God who includes Rama and Narasimha. Ah, said the cowherd boys, we don't believe this. Because the name giving ceremony of your boy was performed in secret. Nobody was there. Are you satisfied with something which is a secret and everyone has to believe it, huh? Very angry, they went to Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the father of Radharani. Vrishabhanu, throw out this Nanda Maharaj. He has cheated us. Krishna is not his son. We don't know what Krishna is. We don't know what Nanda Baba is. Oh, the Prishabhanu Maharaj, be peaceful. Nanda Maharaj is very good. And his son protected you. He carried the. He destroyed all the demons. We cannot understand everything. We want to understand. We are not satisfied. There are doubts. There are doubts. And your daughter, Radharani, is not married. She is in the age. We also have doubts in you. Oh, this is a scandal. Doubts in the spiritual world. Vishabhanu said, you know, after the birth ceremony of Krishna, Garga Muni came to me. And he said, your daughter is the eternal consort of God. Then I said, well, will you perform? And God has come as Krishna. Then I said Vrishabhanu, then will you perform the marriage ceremony? But do you know what Garga Muni said? No, said the cowherd man. He said the creator of the world, Lord Brahma, would perform the marriage ceremony. Therefore, I have no doubt. I believe in the words of a Brahmana. They will come true. So please, coward men, give up your dissatisfaction. No. If it is so, then at least perform the engagement ceremony of Radha and Krishna. Engagement. Yes, correct word. It's not the marriage, it's before the marriage. Do you know how one does this in India? The parents of the bride give a valuable jewel to the valuable gift to the parents of the bridegroom, and then the parents of the bridegroom have to return the gift, give a gift back which is even greater than the gift which was initially given by the bride's parents.
Преподносит очень ценный подарок родителям жениха, а затем родители жениха должны преподнести еще более ценный подарок родителям невесты.
So Vrishabhanu Maharaj said yes, and the coward man said, and give something which this poor Nanda Baba cannot return, then we can throw him out.
И тогда послухи сказали, а теперь ты должен что-то такое преподнести этому нищему Нанда Бабе, на что он никак не сможет ответить правильно. И тогда мы сможем с чистой душой его выгнать.
So Vrishabhanu Maharaj gave 100 very expensive pearl necklaces.
И тогда Vrishabhanu Maharaj подарил Нанде Махараджу 100 чрезвычайно дорогих жемчужных ожерелья.
When the bullock cart which carried the pearl necklaces arrived at Nanda Maharaj's house, and it was explained to him that this is now the engagement gift of the parents of Radha, Nanda Maharaj was shocked.
И когда упряжка, воловья упряжка привязала эти ожерелья к Нанди Махараджи, ему объяснили, что это подарок на помолвку от отца Радхи, и Нанди Махараджи не мог уйти вместе.
How would he return the gift?
Как же теперь ему возвращать назад?
He went to Yashoda in another room.
Он пошел к Яшоде.
What to do? There's all this dissatisfaction. We can't show anything. Now when Nanda Maharaj came back, he saw all the pearl necklaces, but he saw they are missing, and something is missing, and he counted, and there were only 90 pearl necklaces left. Oh no! This could only be Krishna. Krishna steals. Now he has given us great problem. Krishna, Krishna, come! Have you taken the 10 pearl necklace? For Krishna was coming. Beautiful face. A smile. His hair was like bees around his beautiful face. His eyes looked at Nanda Baba. And as Nanda Maharaj looked at Krishna, he became peaceful. Krishna said, yes, I have taken them. I know we are very poor, so I've planted them in the field to grow some pearl trees. Pearl trees! Pearls don't grow on tea trees, they grow in oysters. Now we have lost these 10 necklaces of pearls. Show me the place where you have grown and put them in the ground. And so Krishna led his father to the fields, and there were a few hundred trees. These trees were not there before. And each tree had bunches of the most valuable multicolored pearls. One pearl was big like this. And Nanda Baba went from tree to tree. And he picked many wonderful pearls. And returned the gift to Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So in this way, Krishna proved to everyone, also the skeptical cowherd boys, of his superiority. He proved by showing this miracle how he is the Lord. My dear devotees, I want to encourage you to experience the miracle of Krishna consciousness in your life. This direct experience will convince you. And do you know how you can meet Krishna for the first time in your life? You have to meet him in the form of his holy name. There, in the form of his holy names, the Lord's form is waiting for you. In the form of the holy name, we say Nam Prabhu, the Lord is the Nam. the Lord's qualities of mercy are waiting for you. In the form of the holy names, the Lord is waiting for you to show you even His pastimes. Therefore, your faith in Krishna consciousness will grow from a child's faith to a grown-up faith by the help of the holy name. I wish to encourage you, each one of you, to become a scientist of the holy name. I will tell you now something very personal and private, simply because you have conquered my heart. I think you know how much I like to be in your midst, because you are affectionate people who have rich emotions and who direct them towards the Lord. I was very interested before Krishna consciousness in mystical experiences. And when I came to Krishna consciousness, after some time, I had only one question. How can I know that Krishna is there? I think I will only really believe it by experiences. And I began to study the philosophy. I was in my first years a translator of Prabhupada's books into the German language. Then I said, then I looked somewhere else. I became a preacher. Then I so many things happened, and I always wanted to know, where do I really find that experience which satisfies the heart? Where can I find the Shraddha which will make me very natural in spiritual life? I did not believe that forced religion brings us to the goal. And then I discovered a jewel. I was praying to Prabhupada. I was going on long pilgrimages through the Himalayas to find this jewel. And I found the same jewel which I found already in my first initiation 30 years ago. The holy name. I want to encourage you, don't wait 30 years. Please become scientists in chanting the holy name, and you will very quickly make a divine experience. And very quickly you will become satisfied, and you will have a very natural, spontaneous faith. And if Prabhu's Krishna and Mataji's Krishna consciousness is very simple. If a person has just faith in Krishna, and just a simple service to Krishna, he will go back to Godhead. You know who is my favorite devotee? It's an old little lady in Vrindavan who has already died. Prabhupada talked about her. She had gone every morning and taken her bath in the Yamuna, even in the cold winter. And when she came back, she brought a little pot of water and placed it before the closed doors of Radha Damodara, so that the pujari could use this water to give the deities an Yamuna water abhishek or bath. She was very poor. She was very weak. She was sometimes maybe a little mental. She was like all these old ladies in Vrindavan. But she had faith. The Lord takes his bath in the morning. He really bathes. He needs his water. And therefore I will also go in the cold winter and bring him his water. This is the only service I can do. I'm old and poor. Yamuna water is for free. And in this way she went back home, back to Godhead. When you have the beautiful queen of faith in your heart, you have no lust, you have no materialism, and you attract a certain shakti of the Lord. If you have faith in the Lord will send His energy of Agatana Gatana Shakti to you. It's an energy by which the impossible becomes possible. If you have faith in Krishna, He sends you the energy which makes the impossible possible. Some devotees always want to see the face of the Lord. Then they say they could have faith. But I want to say today, it's more important for us in this world to see the arms of God. The Ruki Gospoda, who make arrangements in our lives. And these arms move with a certain strength. The strength of making the impossible possible. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.